This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and
Alice
Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for joining us. It's a fun Friday. It's always a good time, especially toward the end of the year, as you know, that we wind down, get toward, you know, people, their kids are going on vacation. Like, my kid came home last night, finished his last final, so he's home now for the next month. He thinks he did okay.
I'm sure he did amazing.
It's hard. We'll see. He thinks his GPA is going to go down a little bit.
It's funny how many kids I know that are geniuses in high school find themselves in college and go, "This is I'm in over my head."
It's hard. Look, it's no joke over there, and he's, you know, he's trying to maintain a perfect GPA, and he's like, it's not going to happen.
Oh.
You know. Oh, well. I'm like, look, you know.
It's life,
buddy. That's how it is. He's like, I tried.
As long as you try your best.
It's like an algorithms class or something. He thinks he's going to get a B+ in it, so he's all bummed out. I'm like, you know what? Good. Be bummed out. Try harder next time. Like, so what? Just, you're with your family now. Just relax. Don't worry about it.
What's he going to do, though, for the next couple weeks?
Oh, I don't know. A lot of his friends are coming home. So he'll have, you know, everybody comes home at Christmas time. So
one of them's in New York, right?
Yeah, so she'll be home. I think she's coming home this weekend.
Cool. And, how's she doing over there?
Good. She loves it. Yeah, well, she's got an apartment in New York City.
I know. Whose kid is that?
Yeah, Pat and Marianne's.
Oh, okay.
She's going to art school.
Wow.
Can you imagine being young,
unbelievable,
living in New York City and going to art school? What a life.
So Sex in the City.
It would be so fun.
She's so adorable, too. She's such a cute girl and so funny. Has such a weird take on stuff all the time. She's just like her dad. She's great. Yeah. So anyway, it's Friday. Thanks for being here. 12 days of holiday. We're doing that for you.
Westfield.
Yeah, so a little reward for you being here. Westfield San Francisco Center has given us a gift card for $250, and we want to give it to caller number 97, 800-400-3697. If you're calling 97, you get $250 to spend at the Westfield San Francisco Center. That will certainly go a long way toward the finishing off your Christmas shopping. 12 days of holiday on Alice. You can shop at American Eagle Outfitters and Vans and use valet parking on 5th Street near Nordstrom. Call right now and enjoy. Okay, so celebrity trash. I'm going to start with this Dax Shepard story.
Oh, okay.
It's just sort of interesting that I guess there's this woman and she's the...
Hold on, who's Dax Shepard?
Dax Shepard is Kristen Bell's wife. Husband. He's an actor. Like, you'd know him from stuff he was on.
No, I do. I just want you to sort of tell us who that is.
Dax Shepard. He's an actor.
Got it.
D-A-X. Look him up and see his credits.
He was in Chips.
He was in Chips.
And came in for the interview.
Yes.
Right.
He and Michael Pena.
Yeah, really fun person. But he's best known for his films Without a Paddle, A Space Adventure, Employee of the Month, Let's Go to Prison, Hit and Run.
He was on a TV show too called
Parenthood.
Yeah. The Parenthood
NBC,
TV show.
For 5 years.
It was really good. He lived on a houseboat like in Sausalito in that show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, something like that.
I didn't know that.
On the show.
Yeah.
Not in real life. He didn't live in a houseboat.
Right.
He directed Chips too.
Oh, that's right.
He starred and directed it.
You know, I actually liked that movie. It got so just pounded down. Like, no one liked
it. Wasn't
it.
Bad.
I thought it wasn't good.
Stop it.
It was really funny. I loved it.
Yeah, it had some moments.
I love Michael Pena.
He is great in Narcos.
He's in Narcos? I will have to watch
that. I told you that.
Just this season, or has he been in the others?
Just this season in Mexico.
Yeah. Is he a cop or a drug dealer?
He is a cop.
Oh. Is he a dirty cop?
So far... No.
Oh.
In fact, if anything, he's overcommitted and probably going to get himself killed. I mean, he hasn't yet, but it seems he's taking great risks to make his way in the biz.
Well, Dax Shepard is loudly denying that he cheated on Kristen Bell with, I mean, basically Mary Poppins' granddaughter. What? This woman, her name is Katie Edwards, K-A-Y-T-I Edwards. She is technically the step-granddaughter of Julie Andrews, I guess through marriage or whatever. She's somewhat related.
Mm-hmm.
She came forward with some pictures of herself making out with Dax in a photo booth. She says they were from 09 when he was already with Kristen. And she says, and then I banged him.
Oh.
Oh, boy, they are.
Where are they?
In a photo booth.
But where?
Doesn't say where.
Oh, okay.
Just like in a photo booth.
They're sticking their tongues out. It's fully sloppy.
Yeah, it's an open mouth kiss.
Yeah, you can't even tell who's.
Eyes are closed.
Yeah.
That's kissing.
Oh, that is. That's
making out.
Right. It's a prelude to.
In a photo booth, you do all sorts of things in the name of being funny. So.
Well, here's what he has to say about it, because he's loudly protesting.
Yeah, they do know they're being photographed, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you'd think that. So you do all kinds of silly stuff in a photo booth.
I don't know, though, the whole, I'm going to stick my tongue in your mouth.
Check out the hand placements, too.
Oh, and the hand on the chest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's got it. It's a little high, but
very passionate.
Yes. So this Katie Edwards chick is saying, this is from 09. He was with Kristen. He's cheating on her. And I had sex with him that night.
Why is she saying that?
I don't know. She wants to sell the story to a tabloid. He's been framed.
Is it because Mary Poppins' movie is coming out? Is she in the movie?
No, she's not. I don't think she's an actress or anything. I'm just saying. I was just kidding that she was Mary Poppins' granddaughter because Julie Andrews was the first
right,
Mary Poppins.
Right, but I don't get. So why come for? Are you just like, the guy won't talk to me anymore, so now I'm revenging him?
I don't know. I mean, even.
I hate Frozen. And
he says that the pictures were. Yeah, she's anti-Kristen Bell.
I mean, I don't get it. So you did something knowing the guy was married, but now you're coming back to.
Right. He is saying, I was not married. I wasn't even with Kristen. He says, these pictures are from 05. Pre-Kristen. And he says that this chick has played this game before. Here's his quote. That photo's 13 years old, not 9. Also, Katie has sold stories to tabloids about Matthew Perry, Jack Osborne, Kid Rock, and now me. I look forward to her next one. Fingers crossed it's about my number one, Brad Pitt. So he's saying this is her deal. This is her scam.
Yeah.
And she's just needs some money. And so she's throwing me under the bus because she has pictures of us making out before I was with Kristen Bell.
But that part you brushed over, she was linked to Jack Osborne and Kid Rock.
And Chandler
Bing. They're calling her,
Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
They're calling her what?
A homewrecker.
Oh. I call her a star effer. Mm. Those people are out there. Oh, you're a star? I'll do you. I would love to. I'm going to spend all night trying to.
Yeah.
Miss USA.
Yes.
So I had not yet seen the videos, but I read the quotes and thought, well, she's just a dummy. Uzi flipped out over. I'll tell you the story in a second here. We'll watch the video.
Oh, okay.
You got to see her. So, but Uzi's like, I hate that bitch.
She's a bad person. She's awful. She what? Miss America?
Miss USA.
Miss USA.
So this is
she
for the
needs
Miss Universe.
Like, there's no way she should have been on social media saying that. Like, keep those thoughts to yourself. You're horrible. You're terrible.
Okay. So I'm just going to play. I'll let you have your reaction to it, and then I'll tell you what the internet's saying about it.
This is some lady called Miss USA.
She's Miss USA.
What's
her name is Sarah Rose Summers.
Okay.
I might be overreacting. It might not translate on radio, but if you saw the video, the way she acts, making fun of a woman who perhaps does not speak our language,
right,
is awful.
Yeah, she's pretty, you know. She's a blonde chick, long straight hair. They're all
pretty.
Very pretty, and they're all just sitting around talking. And I had read the quotes and didn't think too much of it, but you had a totally visceral reaction to it, and you're not alone. Like, the internet hates this woman. Like, she's had to take down these posts, and she's had to apologize. And did you have a reaction as
you
watched that?
I'm not having a strong reaction one way or the other. But I don't, you know, if this were someone that I knew and highly respected them and thought, you know, this was someone that maybe people do look up to Miss USA, and I need to rethink that, but I don't know.
Maybe as a woman, I felt, and sure. As a, you know, Mexican woman, I felt, wow, you don't make fun of someone because they don't speak your language.
Right.
It's just wrong. And
I thought she was trying. Well,
it felt like she was making fun of her a little, and it was, it felt super like, I don't know exactly what the right word is, like almost ignorant to the fact that, you know, okay, she doesn't speak English, but that doesn't diminish her as a person or whatever other accomplishments she has.
Well, weren't they, look, to play devil's advocate, because frankly, I could never hear that story,
right?
And I'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
But so what she was kind of saying, wouldn't it be hard to not have anyone here?
Right.
So
wouldn't that be isolating?
Yeah. So she's not necessarily capping on Miss Cambodia. She's saying if there's anything, she's kind of sympathizing with the lady.
So
I'm not feeling that.
Yeah. Right. No surprise. People were very upset about what she said. So she issued an apology that went, in a moment where I intended to admire the courage of a few of my sisters, I said something I now realize can be perceived as not respectful, and I apologize. And it looks like all is well. I guess she doesn't have to give up her crown or anything.
We'll see.
But Yuzi, you don't have to vote for her.
Oh
my God. I love that girl. That girl can't even speak English.
I don't know. We shouldn't be surprised there's outrage, though. I mean,
I know. Everywhere you look, there's outrage.
Why am I outraged? I don't know. It just seemed wrong.
Tech millionaire Sean Parker.
Oh, this guy.
What'd he do?
Well, he threw a $4 million wedding in Big Sur and didn't have the right permits. And
destroyed the...
did some damage.
The landscape.
Yeah. So as part of... they've arrived at a settlement. Vinny.
What is it?
The Your Coast app. Offered for iOS from Apple's App Store. It's an app that was developed as a condition of Sean Parker's punishment for running afoul of the California Coastal Commission following the multi-million dollar wedding.
So they made a business deal with him.
He's contributing some money as well. But yes, he developed an app, and it's, let's see if I can get the whole description here. We negotiated a creative agreement where Your Coast website provides information about 1,563 beaches in California, including maps, photographs, access points, parking availability, bathroom locations, and even dog friendliness ratings. The app includes hidden pocket beaches. So I'm sure there's a lot of people thrilled about that.
Yeah, no one wants that, Sean. You're not supposed to spill the hidden pocket beaches.
Nature trails overlooking the ocean, scenic campgrounds, places to kayak, surf, and paddleboard. Among the beaches listed is Martin's Beach, the subject of a series of bitter legal fights.
Right.
Hey, wait, that's way up here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, he's doing the whole California coastline.
No, just Big Sur. No, you can't give away
the
pocket
whole
beaches.
Coastline. No. It's the entire coastline
don't
of California.
That's bad.
Well,
people don't take care. Just like him, they show up places and walk all over everything, leave their trash, they take poops in the public, and then they just go home and leave everything behind. No. The answer is no. We
too
don't
late.
Want that.
It's but already out. In addition to the app, he and his wife created a $1.5 million grant program for 8 conservation programs dedicated to the restoration of the coast and public access in Monterey. It included $345,000 for Save the Redwoods, which is rebuilding a section of Big Sur's Pfeiffer Falls Trail. I guess it was damaged in an 08 wildfire.
They should have just made him pay to fix that, you know, all that road they had to repave and dig out? Should have just handed him the bill for that.
Mm.
Dang.
The total amount of damages looks like it was about $2.5 million.
The guy's worth like $2.7 billion. Come on.
Yeah.
Write the check.
The app. It just, you know, made his wedding go from $4 million to $6.5 million. I'm sure he's really upset about it.
Mm.
It's a free app. It can be shared on social media. Photos of access points can be added by the public. You can call it up even in remote areas without cell coverage. I knew Vinny was going to hate this one.
I hate it.
What's the app called again?
Hold on, let me find the name of it.
Coast something.
Your Coast.
Your,
it's just not,
your.
It's not acceptable. People always, whenever I post a picture from the beach, I purposefully don't show the water.
Yeah.
Or I you know, because you just don't. And then some guy will be like, I think I know where that is. Is that? I'm like, don't guess. It's not a game. That's not. Don't. I'm purposeful. It's not a game. Don't do it. God. Right.
Okay, Benny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I'll do a weather for you because we do have some of that coming our way this weekend, plus some Christmas stuff and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're looking for spring interns. Send a resume and cover letter to UZETTE at RadioAlice.com. Come in here early. Find out all about radio. You learn so much as an intern here. We have some great interns right now, and we're losing them at the end of this semester. So for next semester, if you need to be able to get college credit and you need to be over 18, send your email, and don't misspell anything, please, to uzette@radioalice.com.
You might find out that you really love this, and this could be the thing for you.
The bug does bite people who come in here. There's no question.
Right. Anyway. This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club, where every day is a getaway. Learn more and plan your visit at bayclubhappy.com. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with some rain possible today here locally. And over the weekend, we're looking at heavy rain on Sunday and snow in Tahoe.
Good news.
Yes. And things are looking good right now as well. I mean, there's snow up there.
Yeah.
So... Right.
Let's not have a warm snap next week.
Right.
I'm so excited to get up there and ski.
Aww.
It's been forever and ever and ever.
The news is good.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going.
Yeah.
We've definitely seen this before.
Mm-hmm.
Big snow, end of one year and into the new year, and then all of a sudden?
Nothing.
It's off by February.
Right.
What?
So. I know.
We're knocking.
We need a
wood.
Big.
We're not trying to.
We need a big winter.
See if you let us in. We just, you know, that's a, it's a
although
lot,
we'd love to come in.
Yeah, let us in as
feed
well.
Feed us some figgy pudding.
What? Chargers won last night, 29-28 in Kansas City. It was a good game.
Oh, wow.
I didn't see the end, but I watched most of it, and it was pretty fun.
That's great.
So, also, the Seahawks play the 49ers this weekend. The Pats play the Steelers, which is one of the big marquee games.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be watching that. And because you know, because
the
Pats lost
rivals.
So badly in Miami. I mean, how
the, I hate
how's
the
that
Dolphins
happen?
So much?
And then the Raiders play the Bengals. Everyone, so yay!
So is it official that the Raiders will definitely not be in Oakland next season?
That's what it sounds like.
It's not official. Official. They're saying they don't want to play. That was their deal. If you sue us, we're leaving.
Hmm.
But you know, the Raiders are a team that is that have moved three times.
One, two. This is going to be the third move.
Okay. So.
They don't need to spend a year in limbo, I'm sure. So hopefully they'll stay and the money will come into Oakland. And...
Okay. Well, we'll see. I don't know. There's a lot of hurt feelings there.
But there's no way they could play in Vegas, huh? Unless
well,
they
no,
went
that's
to
one
UM
of the options.
LV.
They could play at a college, you well, know, on the college campus. But you've got to deal with, you know, the desert heat. And I don't know about that. I don't know.
So the stadium they're building must be covered and air-conditioned.
Yes, it's
going
to be indoors.
Assume, right?
Absolutely.
It's not going to be the nicest stadium in all of the NFL if it doesn't have all the amenities.
Right.
Got to have all the good stuff.
One day you'll be able to walk up to a window in a stadium, I believe, and make a bet.
Oh.
Right there.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. While you're...
Oh, and they'll have bets on everything.
Everything.
Yeah, every stat that can be bet upon.
They're working on that now, I guarantee it.
Mm. And silly stuff, uniforms.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Oh, what right shoe, left shoe?
AAA expects record-breaking numbers of holiday travelers, so get ready.
Yay.
112.5 million travelers will be taken to the nation's runways, roads, and rails for the year-end holidays. So, and you're one of them.
Yep. We're heading out to Tahoe.
Let's play a game.
Bryn, we're playing a game.
You don't need to, Bryn. It's okay.
Bryn.
It's okay, Bryn.
Bryn, you making the Gout Boy run?
Run, Gout Boy. It's time to play a game. I love games. It's Friday. Yay, a game. I'm ready. Multiple choice, remember.
No.
Like all the games I give to you?
I'll give you some good hints,
right.
But no. Only two American artists have made music videos for over $1 million in the past decade.
Oh.
Only two
decade.
American artists
American.
Have made music videos for over $1 million in the past
Taylor
decade.
Taylor Swift and Lady Gaga.
You're wrong, but they are both women.
Okay, Whitney Houston.
In the last decade?
When is she? I don't know when she died. Okay, that's wrong. Mariah Carey.
Oh, funny.
She's, wrong.
Okay.
How about Madonna?
Madonna is one of them.
Ding, ding.
For the song Gimme All Your Lovin', she made a video for $1.5 million in 2012. You know that song?
I don't
song?
Even know that no. song. Gimme All Your Lovin'. Gimme
All Your Hugs and Kisses too.
I think she does a gimme, 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 gimme thing.
Oh, it features M.I.A. and Nicki Minaj.
Oh.
Oh, well, that would have been the Super Bowl video, the song.
Yeah.
What's the song again? That barf.
Here, check out the video.
That's $1 million. I love Madonna.
You do?
Look how adorable she is.
That's what you thought of when you watched that?
Yeah.
You love her.
I don't even know that video.
I love her.
Or a song.
Oh, I do know the song.
Yeah, we do.
How about Beyonce?
Ooh, that's a good one.
No, the next one you're never going to get, so I'll just give it to you. So you owe me $5.
No,
I
don't.
Benatar?
Gwen Stefani made a video, Make Me Like You, in 2016 that cost $4 million.
Wow.
Why?
That's that song she wrote for Blake Shelton, right?
I don't know.
Isn't that who she's dating?
Yeah, that's who she's dating.
In The Voice.
But I don't even... Let's see.
This is...
Oh, right.
There's no production. Like,
yeah,
what?
I don't understand why this is $4 million. That's a POS.
Why did you call it that?
Because it's just all...
Look at the ladies dancing in the beauty parlor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weak.
I just don't understand why this costs $4 million.
It was $4 million for this.
She's adorable. I love her.
Gwen?
Yeah.
You said the same thing about Madonna, though.
Yeah.
It means less now.
Yeah.
Oh, Brad.
You just throw compliments around.
Sorry, I guess I shouldn't compliment so many people.
You love to love. It's okay.
I do love to love. I love Britney, too. Show me a Britney video.
I know.
Show me
We're
the one for
on.
Toxic.
Isaac Newton.
Yes.
Believed the world would end in 2060.
Oh.
Not based on any scientific studies or findings, but based on his extreme religious beliefs he developed late in life.
Really?
Oh, so that means he's one of those people who's like trying to figure out the clues in the Bible.
Oh,
and...
2060, he thinks. Well, 2012 was the last time it was supposed to all come to an end.
Oh.
That was the big one, remember? When yeah. was ending. 12-12.
Oh, was that the Mayan calendar?
Something like that, right? Yeah. That's when it ended?
Yeah, you could be right about it.
The North Korean government owns a chain of restaurants called Pyongyang.
Oh.
That has locations in several other countries, including China, Indonesia, Vietnam, and Malaysia. And they serve dog.
Oh.
Dog.
Well, culturally, that's acceptable.
The hottest toy. Well, I don't know if this is the hottest toy, but I certainly laughed, and I think I'm going to try to find one of these.
Oh.
Big toy this Christmas is Poopsie Slime Surprise Unicorn.
Okay.
It's a $50 unicorn doll that poops a glittery slime out of a heart-shaped hole.
Wow.
The kids love it.
That is very
There's all
funny.
Kinds of reviews on YouTube that you can watch, Vin.
They say the glitter, there is the, maybe I won't do this. The glitter thing is a real problem. It's,
yeah.
It's everywhere.
And you can't get it off. There's no wiping it off.
It's in my car. It's in,
I never had
I
to deal with the glitter problem.
Oh God, it's awful.
Yeah, the girls and the glitter.
Like the back seat of my car is just filled with it.
Yeah. Well, hopefully.
And that's not even her doing anything out of the. That's just what she wears, and it's just coming off on
glitters.
Stuff.
She just, it's fairy dust. She leaves it behind her everywhere she goes.
Right.
You can tell that she's been there by the.
I can't put it this way. I can't do anything about that. I've been able to stop the. I caught her in the back seat, just taking her shoes off and emptying the sand from the playground out into the floor of my car. I'm like, oh. Hey, you're in my car. Yeah. I'm like, no.
Someone has to clean that little girl.
Knocking the sand out of her shoe in my car.
Yeah. This well. They're sand in my shoe.
Well, I've straightened that out, right. But I can't do anything about the glitter. It's everywhere.
The whole, like, you know, you got to teach kids to be cognizant of their surroundings.
Right.
Like, you know, just it's like you lighting the curtains on fire with your
I was guilty
Knievel.
Of that.
You just don't really realize where you are or what the ramifications are.
Please don't put your boogers there.
Right.
Even into adulthood.
Someone has to clean those.
You know.
Yes.
You find yourself, oh, is that it? It's cute.
Oh, this is the
she's loving
the pooping.
It. Oh, there's the heart-shaped.
Butt.
Right.
It's upside down.
What do you mean?
The heart's upside down.
Well, how do you...
Couldn't I flip that up right side up?
I don't know. Is there a real difference?
Well, I don't know. I just expected it to be, you know, the two bulbs of the heart to be up toward the tail. Maybe I'm just looking at it wrong. I can't really happening there.
This is the top of the butt right there with the...
How come it doesn't have a tail? Where's the horse's tail?
It doesn't need a tail.
It's not a horse. It's a unicorn.
Whatever. Don't unicorns have... Aren't they just a horse with a horn?
Pretty much, I thought.
I don't know, man.
415, Target is a poopsie slime pusher. Product placement ninjas with it, too. Damn them.
Oh.
Shelby.
Oh, look. Human posted his blanket that Yuzette gave him.
Yeah, it's on the @Alsign73 Instagram if you guys want to check it out.
I do want to check it out.
People are saying, wasn't the Gwen Stefani video the one that they actually shot live when it aired on TV? Everything happened live at the moment, and they're saying during the Grammys. So was that why it was so much
money?
Oh,
maybe that's why it cost $4 million, but that's what it cost. So if that would make sense that if it was live... It was harder to get it done.
Hmm.
It doesn't look like it cost $4 million, though.
No. It doesn't.
A new study in the British Medical Journal analyzed more than 283,000 cases. And Christmas Eve is one of the most common times for heart attacks.
Oh, my God. Really?
The risk of the risk of having one goes up 37%, especially for older people.
Damn.
It's because of the stress and anxiety this season, so keep that in mind.
Try
this
to
Christmas
calm down
Eve.
On Christmas Eve.
Supposed to be having fun.
It's not where you. I mean, now you're in the hospital on Christmas. That's no fun. Come on, man, sit down, take a breather, have an aspirin.
Is Village going to come visit you for the Christmas holiday?
No.
Where does he go?
I don't know.
You just sounded like him for a second there.
Oh.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Sit down.
What does he do?
I don't know what he's going to do. I haven't talked to him in a little while. I don't really have a space for him anymore.
No.
I know.
Anymore?
Yeah.
Now that the brother's here?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Well, because this, and over Christmas, I'm going to be host, you know, what they can't fit at their house is coming to my house. Yeah.
Whoa.
And by what they can't fit, I mean some of their children.
Right.
Wow. I know.
Poor Village.
I know. I miss Village.
From what I understand, he's got a nice deal going with a nice lady, though, where he gets
hopefully.
Well cared
for. Let's hope that that's the case. Good Rick's coming out in January.
Has there been any reconciliation with Evil Rick?
No. I don't think there will be either.
Oh, man.
Lifelong friendship.
Yep.
Over. Just over.
Whose fault is it?
Why? Can you say?
Yeah, let's hear
it. I don't want to reveal anything.
Complicated.
It's very complicated. Mm. And it's not a pretty story. Mm. But Good Rick we're good with, and he's coming out for a few days in January.
But you'll never get the band back together.
Oh, sad.
It is
sad. Of course.
I'm really bummed about it.
And he doesn't reach out. There's just no.
Oh, no, he reaches out.
Oh,
you guys
have said no.
I am not. I am. He has done and said some things that are simply
hurtful.
Not retractable.
Yeah.
And he's,
Like what he
said? I'm not going to say.
Did he
said.
Apologize? Like, is he apologize? No, he doesn't.
Not really. Well, you know, he has. My God. Let's move on.
All right.
I don't want to tell
has
all
what?
This.
Go
he
ahead.
Has
just
problems.
Like, what kind of problems?
Like
Vinny style problems. The old Vinny.
Well, no, I still have that problem.
Yes, well, but you actually have your heel down on that problem, you know? This guy doesn't.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Hey, guys, says 617. I love you all, but give Hooman a break. Happiness is found in all forms, regardless of whether you're married or found the one. Please don't perpetuate marriage as the ideal for everyone.
Give him a break.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I agree with that statement 100%, but Hooman just, what brought me talking on was him saying, I'm going to a wedding to scout great ideas in case I ever meet the one and I get to get married.
Yep.
I will have some cool things. That's what made me say that.
Right.
Yeah, but you can look. I'm always scouting things. Like, I'll, you know, check out pictures.
Your whole life is a big
of
scouting.
Norway, right. Even though I may not go there ever, just to scout it. See, like, what's going on? What's going on over here? You know what I mean? Like, you're always checking things out and free like a bird.
So it's good. I don't believe in marriage. Mostly, I feel like we should stay together because we want to.
Yeah.
That's my feeling about that. And I certainly wouldn't want my missus or any lady to stay with me because they feel like they're obligated or they can't leave. That's bogus. I wouldn't want to. That would be heartbreaking to think that someone's like 5 years later is like, we were over a long time ago. I just couldn't figure out how to get out of here. Mm. How awful is that?
That is awful.
I don't want anybody wasting years of their life stuck in. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't want to perpetuate that marriage thing. But Hooman does love it.
All right.
Loves it.
He loves weddings in general.
So, I mean, Aaron,
just get rid of that husband of yours
and come to Hooman.
Yeah.
She's in Hawaii with her husband.
Still?
Yeah.
209 says,
it's a nice life.
Todd from Lighthouse Realty should be the best man at Vinny's wedding.
Oh, Todd?
Oh, Todd.
Where's my thing?
Todd. Get Todd on the phone.
What's his name?
Todd.
Peter Cook.
Is Hooman's guy. Yes. I don't know Todd. That's Hooman's guy.
Todd from.
That's Hooman's dude. Okay? Todd.
Yeah.
Todd.
What's
get
his
Todd
name?
On
Todd
the
Schmidt?
Bone.
Todd Burns.
Burns.
Close.
Schmidt.
I don't know. It's so difficult to listen to that song now without thinking about Sarah's Bradley Cooper impression. You're a little off there, Bradley. I'm going to play you the note. Missed it again.
I love it.
People get mad when you do that.
They do. They get really mad.
I'm just kidding. We're just doing a jokey morning show. Sha la la la.
Too much. Sarah, everybody.
Sha la la.
The whole thing started. He's just very brave to sing with someone who's so accomplished. That's all. That's all it started as. I don't have to be so.
And the sha la 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 la.
Mad.
In the past, she's sold so many stories about exes that weren't true.
Oh, this is that Katie Edwards chick?
Yeah, the lady who's spilling on Dax Shepard.
So poor Dax is now like, hey, hold on a second. That's from 13 years ago.
That's a special kind of awful person, though, that just goes around damaging lives, and it's not even... He's saying that was 05.
Yeah.
And she's doing that to, what, make a buck?
Right. I guess, to sell the story to a tabloid.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe. I mean, the first I heard of that is him saying, that's an older picture. Maybe she was sending it to him, like.
Remember this.
How about some money? Who knows?
All right. What's coming up in the trash?
Oh.
It's all right then. Are these the 12 worst movies of the year? We'll be asking Hooman if that is in fact the case.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.